VOA News via remote time.
Ukraine's leaders Tuesday tried to reassure the nation that an invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, even as they acknowledged that the threat is real and received a shipment of U.S. military equipment to shore up their defenses. Moscow has denied it is planning an assault, but it has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine in recent weeks and is holding military drills at multiple locations in Russia. That has led the United States and its NATO allies to rush to prepare for a possible war. The Biden administration says there is no sign that Vladimir Putin is easing the Russian troop buildup along the Ukraine border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden says Putin keeps building forces along the border.
This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. So this would change the world.
And would lead to serious consequences for Russia and perhaps personal sanctions against Putin. But it's still tough to know if there will be an invasion.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says he has no intention of putting troops in Ukraine. He's already ordered some 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for potential deployment to Europe. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says more could be added.
We're not taking anything off the table right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canadian officials say hackers launched a cyber attack on the country's Global Affairs Department last week. The Canadian government is not saying who it suspects was behind the January 19th attack, which has left some diplomats without access to some online services almost a week later. The attack came one day before the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity urged companies to bolster protections against the potential for Russian-backed attacks. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is pulling back a COVID-19 rule for workers at big companies. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has officially withdrawn a COVID-19 vaccine or testing rule for workers at big companies. OSHA had announced a vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees in November. The rule would have impacted more than 80 million U.S. workers. But numerous states and business groups challenged the rule in court. And on January 13th, the Supreme Court halted the plan. The Supreme Court did allow a vaccine mandate for workers at healthcare providers that receive federal Medicare or Medicaid funding to stay in place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations chief says more than 50 million people are currently affected by conflict in urban areas from Afghanistan to Libya, Syria, Yemen, and beyond, where they face a much higher risk of being killed or injured. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that in some cases, civilians may be mistaken for combatants and attacked. He says that in other cases, fighters do not take measures to minimize harm and use explosive weapons in crowded areas that lead to devastating suffering for ordinary people. Guterres said the risk of harm to civilians rises when combatants move among them. The Biden administration on Tuesday approved a massive $2.5 billion arms sale to Egypt, despite ongoing concerns over human rights. The sales were announced just hours after congressional Democrats urged the administration not to release a much smaller package of military assistance that had been put on hold last year, pending the Egyptian government meeting certain rights-related conditions. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday's sale was unrelated to $130 million in foreign military financing that was frozen in September and remains in limbo. But the size of the sale dwarfed the amount of withheld assistance and is likely to draw criticism from lawmakers who are demanding the administration make good on pledges to the arms transfers to countries meeting minimal human rights standards. The COVID-19 booster drive in the United States is losing steam, worrying health experts who have pleaded with Americans to get an extra shot to shore up their protection against the highly contagious Omicron variant. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, just 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.